You're listening to SBS News.
Antiretroviral drugs developed to treat HIV are being used in China to see if they'll have any effect on the coronavirus. The therapy that was first approved 2 decades ago to treat HIV combines 2 antiviral agents. Known as protease inhibitors, they block a key enzyme that helps viruses to replicate. With no drugs or vaccines available to specifically treat coronavirus, the Chinese are wanting to experiment. Associate Professor William Rawlinson is an infectious diseases specialist who works at the Virology Research Laboratory at the University of New South Wales.
Coronavirus is not a retrovirus like HIV. However, there has been some evidence that drugs have in the laboratory cause the virus to either be reduced or stop growing within cell culture.
Isolating those infected or who are thought to have been exposed to coronavirus is the main defence against its spread. The United States has just evacuated 201 Americans from China, and they're undergoing 3 days of monitoring at a California military base to ensure they show no signs of the illness. Dr. Chris Braden from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says they're not being held in quarantine.
The coronavirus is spreading rapidly, we think, in China. We think it is appropriate that our citizens who are in the epicenter of that outbreak in Wuhan be repatriated home for their own safety. So we're here to ensure their safety and also to ensure the safety of those on the base, those in this community and elsewhere in America. Having said that, we do think that the risk for the general communities in the United States from this infection is very low.
Here, the federal government is defending its plan to repatriate Australians from China to Christmas Island, where they would spend 14 days in quarantine. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says the plan is designed to keep the broader population safe.
The reality is that people need to be accommodated somewhere for up to 14 days. I can't clear out a hospital in Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane. I don't have a facility otherwise that we can quickly accommodate for what might be many hundreds of people. And Christmas Island is purpose-built for exactly this scenario.
Asked why the Australians returning from China couldn't isolate themselves for 14 days, Health Minister Greg Hunt defended the Christmas Island evacuation plan, saying it had the support of the states and territories.
Well, it's the same period of isolation for the same group. They are coming from the heart of Hubei. They are coming as a group which has been in close contact with each other. And therefore, we have followed the medical advice. This was a process of medical advice to the National Security Committee of Cabinet yesterday.
But virologist William Rawlinson says most people developing symptoms of coronavirus are doing so 4 to 7 days after exposure.
There were some people who developed symptoms at 14 days, but you've got to remember that's 14 days after exposure. So, for example, if somebody's been in Australia for 7 days already, then it's really only another 7 days to get to the 14 days. So that does influence what happens. I think the second thing, again, is being precautionary. Most people, as I say, develop symptoms after within a week after contact with an infectious case. But there has been some suspicion and some evidence coming out of China that 14 days is the outer part of that. And for most people, the extra time is either wearing masks or in isolation at home. In general, it hasn't sort of been a major issue, certainly with patients that we've been involved with.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.